You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. This week, educators from across Western states gathered in Portland at a conference called Gear Up to share information and opportunities to help high school students gear up for college. Adrienne Enriquez is the Gear Up Project Director, and she joins us by phone. Welcome to the Exchange, Adrienne.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to be here.
And joining me here in the studio is Jordan Osborne. He's the principal from Bonanza High School, who attended the conference. Welcome to the Exchange, Principal Osborne.
Thanks for having me.
So, Adrienne, let's start with you. Tell me about the conference and what organizers hope to achieve.
Sure. So first, I'll give you a little bit of context for Gear Up. Gear Up is a federally funded program through the U.S. Department of Education. So there are many grants throughout the country, including here in Oregon and across the West. The grant is designed to help increase the number of students from low-income families and communities who are attending and succeeding in post-secondary education. And so the conference was an opportunity for Gear Up practitioners from across the Western U.S. to come together and share ideas, network, and celebrate the good work that's happening as we help students to access those opportunities to attend higher education.
Okay, a little bit about you then. How did your career path lead you to the work that you do at Gear Up?
That's a good question. I actually started as a high school teacher. I taught high school math for a couple of years before going on to work in college admissions, and I did that for a little bit before coming over to the college access side of things.
Okay. And Principal Osborne, you attended the conference.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your experience.
Well, I think the great thing about the conference is to be able to connect with colleagues from across the, Adrienne, 30 states represented in that conference.
There were, yeah.
And you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's someone doing something creative and somewhere that we can use and put our own spin on it. And so for me, it's about trying to learn from other people and connecting and building relationships and then putting the Bonanza spin on it to work for our kids.
Okay, and were you able to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I had my Gear Up coordinator, Kevin, and he was out doing the same, and we built some great connections and learned things, and thought the keynote speakers were amazing and inspiring, and sometimes it's good to just get that recharge from that as well.
What are one or two key takeaways from that conference?
Well, the very first keynote speaker spoke about the power of story, and I think we need to sit down and listen to everyone's story as we're trying to help them. And sometimes we get going too fast, and we want to help. I think we need to sit down. We need to build those intentional relationships with our students, understand where they're coming from, understand their past and where they want to go. And then we can help build their story in a positive way. But without that work first and that platform, it's really not something that's going to be successful, in my opinion.
Adrienne, from your vantage point, what was the goal of the conference and did you achieve it?
Sure. I mean, I think Jordan hit the nail on the head. It really was an opportunity, we think, for folks to come together, to learn from each other, and to share those ideas and recharge. I think we did all of those things. So I would say it felt pretty successful by the end of yesterday. Yeah.
And how many people attended the conference?
Nearly 400.
Okay. And so these are all practitioners who are helping youth access pathways to college. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. They're working with students typically between starting in sixth or seventh grade all the way through the first year of their post-secondary education.
So tell me about some of the toolkits that you provided these practitioners.
So I think that we work with folks to look at academic readiness, awareness of both financial aid, paying for college, and access information about college, things like how to successfully visit a college campus and get the information that students need, how to work with families and students around understanding how to pay for college, and then also working on helping students just frankly, see themselves as someone who can and will succeed in higher education. So we had a number of different resources around all of the opportunities and topics.
My guests are Adrian Enriquez, the project director for Gear Up, and Jordan Osborne, the principal at Bonanza High School in Southern Oregon. Principal Osborne, tell me about your school and your students.
Yeah, we have 220 students, 7 through 12. Very rural setting. We're 30 miles outside of Klamath Falls to the east, and we have students that come from 50 miles or more away to attend our school. And so it's wide spread out. We have some poverty challenges with our students, and one thing that Gear Up has done is increased our opportunities. And one thing we're big on in our school is providing opportunities for every student, whether that's a four-year college, whether it's workforce, military. We have to really work and focus on going out and finding opportunities for students to get out and see those things so that they can see themselves doing it. And I'm real proud of the work that our team's done in doing that. And Gear Up has been a big part of financing going to get those opportunities for us.
How long have you been at the school?
7 years as the principal.
Okay, so you've seen some sort of trajectory. Has it been regressive, progressive, stagnant?
Yeah, it's exploded. Our opportunities have exploded. I could talk to you for an hour about all those. I know we don't have that time, but you know, our graduation rate the last 3 years has been 100%.
Okay, say that again.
Our kids are graduating.
Wait. Say that again.
100% graduation rate the last 3 years for our school.
That's amazing.
And it, you know, we have a small school, 35 kids per class, roughly. Mm-hmm. So our teachers get to know every single kid. They get to know their story, and I can't say enough about our staff and the work that they do. But I also think that Gear Up's been a big part of providing those opportunities for us and financing. We have kids next week going to U of O in Western Oregon and a couple of community colleges, for instance, to get them to understand what it's like to be on a college campus. Gear Up finances that. That would be something that many of our students, because of poverty, would not be able to experience. So that's just one example of the great work and that our staff and Gear Up are doing together.
Well, we live in a fast-paced, tech-driven innovation economy. Are you working with any higher education institutions to connect your kids to opportunities in the growth stage sectors of our society?
Yeah, so we have great partnerships with OIT and KCC, and just
KCC.
Started Klamath Community College.
Thank you.
And Oregon Tech over there in Klamath Falls. And we just started a program with Sky Lakes. So our students are getting access on campus. They're getting dual credit classes on campus through those entities and organizations. And so we are providing, and that's part of the explosion of opportunities that we didn't have a couple years ago. And we now have them, and our students are taking advantage of them and doing a great job doing it.
Well, education reports show that Oregon, unfortunately, is near the bottom rankings of states in K-12 education. And low-income students and those in rural regions like yours are struggling to compete. How do you address this persistent problem?
Yeah, again, I think it's about providing opportunities and getting kids excited about a path. And, you know, if we drill and kill the old school, how I went to school and maybe how you went to school, that doesn't get kids excited. It doesn't show kids where their passion might lie. And I've seen kids show up to school and get into a program that we're starting or have had and just turn around completely. And their attendance goes up, their academic progress goes up, they get excited. And so really we need to provide opportunities for all students, whether that's college bound, whether it's getting in the construction field or anything in between. We can't have a one size fits all model.
Right.
We need to give kids the skills and the opportunity to build those skills to go out in the world and compete. And we're doing our best at Bonanza to do that.
So, Adrian, what tools did educators receive from the conference to support efforts like what Principal Osborne is doing at Bonanza High School?
There were a number of different educational sessions. We had, I think, six different times when folks could choose from a variety of educational sessions that were presented by peers. And those were opportunities for folks to share about the kinds of work that they're doing and to provide the sort of roadmap to maybe replicating those kinds of programs. And so those were anywhere from learning about how to use AI in schools to help with both understanding opportunities and increasing those opportunities, but also to there were sessions around how to engage students, how to help students find good fits for their futures after college. So there were over 40 different opportunities and topics that were available for folks to engage in.
Did you have any homeschoolers, charter schools attend the conference?
There were definitely folks from charter schools. I'm not sure about homeschool, but absolutely from charter schools, yes.
Okay, so at the end of the day, when we talk about the challenges Oregon students are having in just some of the basic reading and math skills, what are we doing about that at the educator level?
Well, I think from the GEARUP perspective, as Jordan mentioned, we offer funding for schools, and some of it is definitely around those pieces related to awareness and aspiration. But in Oregon, we also provide funds for schools to work on academic readiness, and so schools can use some of their GEARUP funds for tutoring, for developing additional courses that might help students with those kinds of things. So I think from a GEARUP perspective, we're offering school-based resources to identify the needs in those schools to address the things that they really need to be working on related to academic readiness. But Jordan may be able to speak more specifically to what they're doing in Bonanza around that.
Yeah, it sounds like tutoring could be a really good asset for any school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do tutoring after school. I think with the Klamath County School District, what we've really tried to do from the district office is invest in teacher training. Mm-hmm. The reality is if the teacher in the front of the school is highly trained and highly effective, those students are going to grow. And so our district has invested in teacher training and teacher retention and a Grow Your Own program, which we've started a couple years ago in the district. And so we're hoping that those things will improve outcomes for students. Because at the end of the day, students are our product, and we want that outcome to be excellent for our product, which is our kids.
Absolutely. And sometimes students are dealing with a lot of existential problems that they have no control over, and it affects their mental health. How are you supporting and helping students with mental wellness?
Yeah, we have therapist counselors on site several days. We have a counselor that's hired that's our counselor as our employee as well. But I think that goes back to knowing each kid's story, building relationships. At the end of the day, relationships are the foundation of this work. And without the relationship, I can't know if you're having a hard time. You're not going to come see me. And so we try to build those relationships. We're fortunate to have a small school. All of our staff is very relational focused. And we love our kids, and we tell our kids that. And so we try to provide that environment in which they feel supported, they feel heard. And if they are having a hard time, which our kids go through like any other kids, we're going to wrap our arms around them, love them, support them, and try to help them grow through it.
Okay, well, you're doing something right with 100% graduation rate. We only have a minute left. You get the last word. What message do you want for your students to know about the value of college in our tech-driven society today?
Yeah, I just think that, again, we want every kid to achieve at their highest level, whatever that level may be. Some kids, you know, we have a student right now that wants to be a surgeon, and I believe 100% she will be. But we have other kids that want to be carpenters. And so our job is to provide those opportunities so that our kids can achieve and be successful in life.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My guests were Adrian Enriquez, the project director for Gear Up, and Jordan Osborne, the principal at Bonanza High School. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.